Run, Eddie, run! Run, Eddie! Run! Oh, okay.
Oh, my God!
What?
Kingston covering John Moxley!
What?
Kingston protecting Moxley.
Did that just happen?
None of this was painful.
That means it's time. Can't hold the rules. Bring the boots. Dynamite. Let's go ignite. And the fiend inside. And have the red light. Then you feel the boom. That means it's time. Can't hold the rules. Bring the boots. Dynamite.
AEW is over. It is dead. We had a fun run, didn't we? Remember when Cody Rhodes was the main eventer in 2019? His promos, man, he worked us all. But what we saw tonight was worse than any WCW event I had to sit through. I'd rather see Hulk Hogan beat Warrior after the Disciple brings a chair into the match than this explosion that we just saw. Kyla, we had a 30-minute countdown to the explosion. We had an explosion is coming sound effect. And they loved the sound so much, the warning sound, that it wasn't a two-minute warning. It wasn't a minute, 3 minute. They didn't even tell us how long. They just said, we don't have a countdown, folks, but this sound means the ring will explode at any second. 2 minutes later, Tony Schiavone goes, 6 minutes till the ring explodes. The sound was already playing for 2 minutes. Now we have a countdown again. And then the explosion happened. And what the fuck? We had birthday sprinklers on every turnbuckle. It wasn't even Kane fire. And that shit on the outside of the ring. When they DDT'd onto it, half of it didn't blow up. This was a fucking disaster. Not to mention there's no barbed wire ropes in your barbed wire match. When they're talking about Mick Foley, Terry Funk, barbed wire matches, something that we haven't seen in 25 years, Tony Schiavone said. It didn't look like this. You know, Terry Funk was never in this shit. Terry Funk got thrown on a board and it blew up. And we loved it. It was so great. The whole world saw it. It wasn't even in America. I saw it, Tyler, and I was 10 years old. So what the fuck happened tonight, Tyler? And Christian, if Christian, Paul White tells us we have a Hall of Fame guy coming. Paul White's so embarrassed, he doesn't even show up tonight. Paul White said he was going to bring the guy. Where was Paul White? Oh, it's Christian. I can't make it. I'll be on AEW Show 3.0, Games 3.0 Show. I'll just do that, Tony. That'll satisfy my ironclad contract. I can't be attached to Christian's debut. This is TNA now. We had WCW and TNA in one night. Christian, when you talk about taking anybody just because they're WWE, that was already Christian when TNA did it. Now it's Christian again, Tyler.
It's Christian again, man, and I'm just thinking to myself, we have a show every Wednesday called Dynamite. We are on TNT. We have an explosive barbed wire match, and we get sprinklers.
And you have us loving you, and you ruin it? Yeah, and then, Tyler, the sprinklers after. So we have this big countdown to an explosion, and it's going to happen. Oh, my God, 30 seconds. Here comes Eddie Kingston. He has to save his friend. He's laying on his friend. And then the fucking sprinklers go off in the corner. And then Eddie Kingston acts like he blew up. He lays there unconscious. Oh, my God. What the fuck? And you sold that. He had to sell the sprinklers. And then the explosions during the match. Already, this match sucked from the first part of it. There was no moment that was redeeming. Not even the exploding bat, Kenny. Not even that. The fucking explosions are fucking a yard away. It's like the Inferno match in 98. Oh, the explosions are way out outside the ring at the bottom underneath. And there's real ropes. Excuse me, steel cables. There's not even ropes. There's steel cables instead of barbed wire. And then not only do they just wrap the fucking ropes and barbed wire, one side is unwrapped, Tyler, because the Good Brother's going to come in. There shouldn't be any ropes. And there shouldn't be one side unwrapped. This is a barbed wire rope death match, Tyler. And the explosion should happen in that ring on those boards.
It very much should, and I'm starting to wonder now, am I not the right fan for AEW? Am I going to get a video from Cody pretty soon saying that we're not the right fan?
I think so. I think what happened is they did that awesome match, Tyler, the most controversial match of 2019, the lights out match. And the wrong fans, you and I, loved that. And all the right fans, like Dave Meltzer and everyone, hated that. So now this is now the Dave Meltzer version of that awesome match. It sucks. It's all fake. The explosions don't even count. And then Tony Schiavone using his Sting voice to tell me, the ring is going to explode in 9 minutes. Fuck you. Fuck. This was the worst. This is the worst. And I bet you Brian Alvarez loved it because he's getting paid. I bet you Dave Meltzer loved it. This is the type of death match that they'll approve of. And that's not a good death match. I want real barbed wire. I want explosions in the ring. And these poor guys still had to bleed fucking tanks for nothing, Tyler.
Yeah, it's such fucking bullshit, man. And I'm just so baffled of this whole fucking night. I was so hyped going into it. I'm like, this is going to be the best night ever. I got the 2K up. I got the All-Star game up. I got Revolution up. How could this fail?
The great G-Cake47 just cast a stay safe spell with 100 Elixir. And Gino, I know. Give me 1 second. Thank you so much, G-Cake. Stay safer. Look, Tyler, that's Alexa Bliss on a pentagram. That's from that awesome wrestling show we watch. You know, where guys get lit on fire for real. We don't promise it, then the fire's outside the ring. They're in the ring, but it's hot. You could feel the heat. No, you don't have to lie to me, commentators. I saw a guy on fire. It was the Fiend. Alexa Bliss does banishing rituals called Stay Safer to bring him back. Oh, by the way, Bobby Lashley's the champion on the real show. We have a real champion. Who is the face of it tonight? Apollo? Not, what is his name? Don't tell me his name. I don't want to remember his podcast. Scorpio, fucking, this sucked. Vleeties is here. Vleeties, did you see the event tonight?
I told you to get ready. This was going to be way worse than UFC 259.
It's even worse than WCW Sin 2001. This is the death of the company, Vleeties. And you should be rubbing it in my face like you are, actually. You did tell me this would be worse than Izzy losing. And I didn't believe you. This exploding ring, Vleeties. We could have made a bigger explosion, and our budget is not theirs.
I felt like it's just a porno. Everyone's like jerking off. You're ready for the money shot, and then it's kind of like a bloop, bloop. It's just like the sparklers that we got to see in the ring post. And someone did point out in the Discord, how come they didn't come out on the stage and go, ha ha, you guys fell for it, you fucks. Like, no, that was intentional. I hope Tony comes on like Impact and goes, we're so sorry the sparklers didn't work.
Let's look at the explosion. What is taking so long? It must be on Twitter. Tyler, find it. I'm going to look too.
They're going to bury it.
You're right, Bleedies. The way it looked, it was clearly like it seemed on purposely that bad. Like clearly there was no rehearsal or half of it. They forgot to push the other button that had the explosions. This was just the, you know, the stuff to sweetener on top of it. So after it happens, though, the commentators are dead serious about it. Oh, my God. The explosion. We tried to warn you. And then Eddie Kingston has act like he's unconscious. The speed of sound, it hit him so hard, Vleeties. He couldn't wake up after.
I wish Eddie at least sat up and like, what the fuck was that? Or, you know, like at least played to it, because I thought the show would just end. I thought they were going to go 3, 2, 1, and then the feed cuts. And it's like, what happened? We'll never know. What a cliffhanger. And then on Wednesday, they show like, you know, John Moxley and a hot like going to the hospital, whatever. Eddie gets to wear a mask now because he's a burn victim. I had all these amazing storylines in my head, and instead they were like, oh my goodness, we have never seen anything quite like this.
You know, Eddie Kingston's
NATHANWELLERBRO says, I can't wait for the rise and fall of AEW DVD.
I can't wait for the rise 2021, Nathan. You know, Vleeties, you know that Eddie Kingston's going to show up in Randy Orton's burn mask because of it. Even though it was what it was, we're still going to act like that ref counted fast. Nick Patrick counted fast, even though we didn't. And Sting just couldn't kick out. There it is. And the sound. And I was even thinking during the match, did they just make this match for the video game? To have this sound play, and you can set the time limit. So you have 8 minutes till the sound plays, and then it blows up. And in a video game, an explosion will look amazing, Bleedies. But unfortunately, in real life, this better be in the game. And by the way, Bleedies, can we get that Sonic and Knuckles match in the game where they have that big coin hanging above the ring? Quiggly called it the Sonic coin first, Bleedies, but how did that look?
Oh, it was terrible, but it was kind of cute. I think the best part of these AEW ladder matches is they go, oh, well, the video game is always a briefcase. What can we do differently? Well, everyone talks about the brass ring. let's put a brass ring. I thought it was the face of the Revolution Battle Royal. Let's put a musket up there or something. Let's do something. Let's put an American flag up there. Why are we fucking settling for, yeah, the Sonic gold ring? And it should have been, if you grab the gold ring, as soon as you take a move, you lose the gold ring. Like, it literally could be a Sonic match.
Thank God Jake shreds all day. Just cast Stay Safe, as did Chris Cross, as did Jake again. And GK casts Flex. Thank God for these Stay Safe Spleeties, because we're about to watch the ring explode. And we're 8 seconds away. We've been hearing the noise for 9 fucking minutes, but now we're finally 8 seconds away.
Oh my God!
What the fuck? Why did they set off the sparklers first? They're the lightest sparklers, and they just go, psh. And that's the meme part. Without that, it's not as bad, but that's happening the whole time. And then the delayed explosions outside the ring. Oh my God, let's watch it again. Oh my God, and the commentator's yelling, oh my God, it's happening!
Kicks it!
And he still yelled, oh my. I gotta go back further, because the countdown is almost the best part too, because they're hyping it up like, we saw this earlier, you won't believe it, barbed wire is gonna be out in the parking lot after this ring explodes.
Get him out,
Made in Japan says reminder that was the explosion that's writing off John Moxley too.
Yes, John Moxley gets to be a dad forever after this.
Oh my, oh my God!
Bleedies, were all those supposed to go off at the same time?
I don't know, like, what was supposed to happen. However, I do agree with you that Nuketown 2050 or whatever it's called in Call of Duty, that's going to be this match. It's going to be epic, and whoever loses just lays in the ring and gets blown up. But yeah, the countdown and everything. I mean, the sirens going off. My wife was like, what the fuck are you watching? And I was like, I don't know anymore. And then as soon as everything went down, it was like they hyped it up. Hey, in 30 minutes, there's going to be a huge explosion. And the whole match, I'm thinking like, well, let's just get to this explosion. Let's just get to this explosion. And then they weren't really clear. Like, once the match ended, they were like, oh, well, in 4.5 minutes, they should have put the Royal Rumble counter on the bottom. But they had, you know, they made sure they were able to do the Good Brothers spots. It
Rezzy
was just
underscore fun. Says the sparks go TSK, 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 TSK.
Rezzy, it's not the Skype crew, okay? To do that, you have to make it be TSTSTSTS, Rezzy. But thank you, Rizzo. That's what the Sparks did. They
jingle
went TSK,
balls,
TSK.
Balls, slick shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
The great Sonic Gino just played the holiday jingle, and he sent a big paragraph, hopefully explaining why he thinks I need 4-5 meals a day. He thinks when I'm done eating for the day is when McDonald's needs to come. So here we go. He's going to explain why. He said, did he bring the Velveeta too? No, the Velveeta didn't come, Gino. Nor the soda, by the way. The only good part right now would be the soda. My ice melted. Also, Gino said Paul White was on the show and said that the signing, he does not think anyone in AEW could outwork him. That didn't happen, Gino. Nice lie. Ladies, look at this, too. The way this Eddie Kingston has to scream in his friend's face. 3 seconds! 3 seconds! And then he dives on him like Shawn Michaels retiring Ric Flair.
Take cover! Get him over! No! Kicks it! Oh my!
Oh my!
Oh my God! Kingston covering
Jim Ross should be laughing hysterically right now.
On Moxley!
They should have clustered more coils together, Bleedies, to blow up more.
The show starts. Jim Ross wasn't on the pre-show. He didn't call the tag match for. I guess since it's free, they didn't want to have Jim Ross on it. But I feel like this whole show is what Jim Ross detests. Like even the opening match was. I love Black Hair Jackson running across the ring like limping, like like his pelvis is out of alignment, and then he's picking up Jericho for a tombstone. No big deal. Like every time, every match, there was the only good match on the card, in my opinion, was Hangman Page, and because it's just the psychology and the dumb private party stuff.
I would like the kids' meal with chicken fingers,
Darcy,
and a small coffee.
Ladies, the great Darcy Willowite just subscribed.
Jingle balls, slick shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
Gino is sending me timestamps because I assume that's why he wrote 11:40. That might be the time his McDonald's came Friday night, though. And the guy was knocking till 11:56, by the way. He just wouldn't leave. It was like Gino delivered it himself. It was so creepy. And I'm not going to that timestamp, Gino, to see Paul White. This event sucked, and seeing Big Show isn't going to help it. Fleeties, you're even a Christian fan. How disappointing. I'd rather Rich Swann dance out like it's Impact, and he's the big surprise, than Christian. This is the poster boy for you're only here because of WWE. That all the companies have done it, Fleeties, that can now.
I really was like, I love Christian Cage, and all day, like, I think I sent it to you. It's like, it's Christian, RVD, or Bischoff, because those are the names that I've heard, like, Hall of Fame worthy, but not yet in any Hall of Fame. And when he came out, I wanted a promo or something. I was, what is this, cut for time? He walks out with a contract and a pen, signs it, and lays it in the ring. It just, he could have done that anywhere else. He could have done that backstage. That could have been a 1 minute thing. It just felt awkward. Like, what are we setting up? Oh, okay. He's just kind of here. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Christian. Have a good rest of your night. Don't watch the rest of this.
How relieved are you if you're Sting and your shitty cinematic match is overshadowed by all this? Ladies, you called this, didn't you? You said, would this be cinematic? I'm like, no. Darby's taking a big bump. It doesn't matter if he does it in a cinematic match. It turns out, ladies, Sting needed water breaks. He hit the clothesline, then hold on, get the nurse in, check his neck, he's numb. And now another clothesline, hold on, get Tony out here, he needs emotional support. Where's negative one to cheer? It's this whole fucking, it's high maintenance, basically. So are they all going to be this way? Is Sting going to have a multi-cam shoot every 4 months? Ladies, Ric Flair ate out a girl on a train. Have you seen this? This is the coolest picture I've ever seen.
I did, like, as soon as I, you know, I'm watching wrestling outside in my Dan cave, and I just kind of, like, I scroll through Twitter sometimes whenever there's a match, and I did see, like, this, someone made, like, a cartoon of Ric Flair on a train. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select was like, hey, Ric Flair definitely got released, didn't he? So now Ric Flair's got his freedom, and he's eating out bitches on trains. SummerSlam's this weekend, baby.
See, Bleedies, you saw Ric Flair's tweet about it. He quoted, look it, I'll show you the tweet you're mentioning. Ric Flair tweeted a picture of the train you mentioned, the choo-choo train. And it's a cartoon, and Ric Flair's photoshopped in. He's yelling woo. And Ric Flair wrote as a caption, this picture is as real as that other one floating around. Every word is capitalized. He's so guilty. Look at this. The Nature Boy doesn't ride trains. Woo woo. So, Vleeties, my first thought was, how does he even know this is a train? Look at this. Huh? If you're looking at this picture, what makes you think he's on a train? That could be a bus. The fact that he knows it's a train means this is him, right?
He knows it. Yeah, this is him. He's not denying it. It's almost like those cop shows where, like, the detective walks up and, you know, says, you know, hey, we heard that you sell a lot of paintings and so-and-so got killed. And they're like, well, everybody buys Rembrandts. And then the detective's like, I never said it was a Rembrandt. Like, Ric Flair definitely just confirmed that he's fucking dropping leaks like a motherfucker.
Well, no, he's definitely denying it to the rubes out there, Vleeties. But you and I are carnies like Don Callis, and Christian hates that. But here's the thing. Did I call you Tyler again? Here's the thing, Bleedies. He's not his daughter. I mean, his daughter's the one that confirms pictures are real. She remember when her leaks came out. These should not be out, though. That's my tits. That is my vagina. And that's my puppy in the background. Why are you jerking off to this? That was like her tweet. Ric Flair is actually at least trying to act like it's fake. So he's nothing like the rest of his family. But it's obviously him. He knows it's a train. And also, why would you even have to comment on it if it was fake? Think of the Nature Boy. Isn't this his character? If there's a fake Ric Flair out eating girls on trains, that's good for you. You don't have to do it anymore, and you can still keep the image. The only reason you would debunk it is if it was real.
In the 80s when he's cutting those promos in front of Tony Schiavone with his, who here tonight is going to ride Space Mountain? I think this is what he was referring to. He was referring to, we're going to get on some sort of transportation, and I'm gonna munch on your box. Like, she even looks like she has a red DoorDasher bag. So I don't know what was happening on this trip, but there was definitely pussy getting eaten and food getting delivered.
One time I ate out Mickey James on a train with a trash bag on the other seat. I do like how they put bags there to block it. But somehow someone just lifted up this. What is this sunscreen? There's one in the back, too. What is the angle of the seats at? Why is the back to a window in the front? It must be its own train car. God, I'm putting this together, ladies, one piece at a time. I do love that the bags are there. By the way, his tweet about not riding trains. Yeah, maybe when you were a WWE legend, when you worked for Vince, no trains. Now you work for Tony Khan, you're going to be getting on Florida trains a lot. There's not much travel, ladies, so planes don't make sense.
This definitely is like a train, or maybe even, yeah, because that divider window, like whoever snapped this photo, whoever from TMZ Sports who took this photo, behind the glass, it definitely has that train vibe. Because the only other thing I could think of is it would be a bus, but there's no buses that have walls like that. Like, this is clearly,
well,
he's on
Rick
his way
Flair
to Hogwarts.
Did confirm he is on a train. He has a private car, clearly.
If you had a tryout?
If he's able to just pull down shades, who has a whole car to themselves like this? And they still put the bags up, so maybe not. But, ladies, that is obviously Ric Flair. Nobody else in the world looks like this. And if it was anybody else, they would have come forward, right? Who would be trying to hide this? Unless it's Ric Flair for some reason, he's trying to get a gig.
Because it's even like, who else has like white hair? Like, I'm thinking, what is Richard Branson riding on a train like a commoner? Like, I could see Ric Flair, yeah, the wrestler, he's on some train somewhere to somewhere. It makes sense for Flair to do it. I just can't imagine any other white haired guy who wears these kind of shirts. This girl's clearly got like a side leg tattoo. She's trashy enough to know who he is. She's probably 20 years younger.
Look, that's an AEW wristband. That's a tier 2 wristband.
Yeah, this could be, I mean, this could be anybody on that women's division trying to just get a little bit ahead, trying to get that Kiera Hogan rub.
Hold on, I'm studying this tattoo. It looks like Kurt Angle's back tattoo on her thigh, or not her thigh, her, what is that called? The thing that Chris Weidman broke on the back?
It's like a calf. I would say calf.
On her calf. Should get that thing a little lower. I like ankle tattoos, but that calf tattoo looks like Ruby Soho. Did a girl just get kicked, Tyler?
I'm not sure, man. It's catching up to... Oh, my God. A girl just got fucking kicked right in the fucking face. Are we calling Sunny Kiss a girl
Look
now?
Look at that ass. Oh, that's Sunny Kiss. Never mind, Tyler. Thought that was Jade Cargill again. Tyler, look. We talked about Dark Order earlier. This fat guy, the Uno guy, we see his face now, Tyler. On Roads to the Top, they showed us his face. He's the bald guy on the right. He actually is more handsome than I ever thought he would be.
Are you serious? This is the most ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. Is this the guy that was talking to Renee Packett earlier? Look at this fucking face.
You got to see what I was thinking, though, what I thought he looked like. The face in my head looked like J.T. drew this face. So it was all squiggly and almost like a Dr. Katz cartoon. But here we are with a real guy. He looks like Joey Long from TWFS History. I can get used to hanging out with that guy.
Yeah, but like, just imagine that same fucking guy. You see that face and he goes... I'm not going to give you a plug, but I'll shout you out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's plugging. You're right. His voice. Also, his appearance on the AEW 2.0 show with his little, what is his section of the gaming thing? The Twitch part. So he's the guy who's taking your guarantee at AEW. It all comes through Evil Uno. And now we get to see his real face. Wardlow's there too, Tyler. He's cool.
Yeah, Wardlow's awesome, man. Wardlow is just a better Mason Ryan in my eyes.
Looks like Roman. He needs new teeth. He might become Roman with new teeth. And this part's in. It starts with, hey, homos. All right, so first time this happened, Valides, we laughed so hard because we love the word homos. We feel like it's being taken from us. We want to say homos again. And when Matt Riddle gets to say it and AJ Styles laughs, so do we. So here it is, ladies, just to reaffirm. Some people thought maybe he didn't mean homos, and here we are to make sure you know he did.
Skipper! What's up, Omos? How you guys doing?
What do you want, Riddle?
What's up, homos? How you guys doing? Well, ladies, I got Matt Riddled out this morning. I had to message Tyler that I'm Matt Riddled out. He didn't know what I meant. I was like this. You know, he's a big idiot all the time now on wrestling. Well, I got so high this morning, I forgot to make the grit shirt. I had to do it when I woke up. I was just Matt Riddled out in the mirror. There's a slight lean back when I'm Matt Riddled out. And I have the dumbest face, and my eyes get very loud Japanese girl song. And I just, bro. I don't say bro as much, though. I say fag a lot more. But I got riddled out this morning, ladies.
You do go back to that F word pretty frequently whenever you get super, super Matt Riddled out. Yeah, so eventually we're going to switch you to bro, and then no. Ayako is going to be super happy.
No, we're switching me to homos. That's what we say. We don't say fag. We say homo. Listen.
Skipper, what's up, homos? How you guys doing?
What do you want, Riddle?
I love that that's the open. You're not supposed to swear in the open, YouTube. What the fuck? WWE, that's a YouTube rule. What's up, homos? How you guys doing? So, ladies, that's 2 for 2. 2 straight weeks of homos. Is he going to call them homos in the ring next time? I'd like him to say it in the Thunderdome instead.
And check it out. I got my scooter working again.
Wow, very nice.
You like?
Yeah.
Hey, you think people would like these in Japan? You think scooters are big in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying. What? That's not right.
That's not right. See, he even said that's not right. He was going to say the G word, right?
Man, he definitely was going to say that G word with 3 O's. Man, I really wanted to hear it come out, man. And maybe we could have heard something else other than the G word. He probably could have followed up with something even more crazy.
He pulled a Sid Vicious. This guy's career's over, by the way. Even Bailey never pulled one of these. No one gets more nervous than Bailey. Her hair on her back stands up. She gets so nervous. And then she remembers
Sonic
her
Sonic underscore Gino says the new Lucha thing.
I don't know, Gino. I think the Lucha thing was bad, but this is way worse. At least Lucha Thing, we have to watch Lucha Thing. Gino, please send me that link. I need a dollar so that I know you sent it and then the link. But the one that Gino's referencing is when Lucha King said Lucha Thing because he couldn't think of it. He's like, tonight's going to be a good...
Monday Night Raw Lucha Garden thing. Says Riddle definitely hit the Raw Garden before that segment.
But when that guy said Lucha Thing, Gino, at least he said something. Like, his line wasn't Lucha Thing, but Lucha Thing is what he came up with as an improv.
N-A-T-H-A-N-W-E-L-L-E-R-B-R-O says this Raw sucked.
All Riddle came up with was, I don't know. I'll talk to you later. I don't know. That wasn't right. He just walked away. Like, it was a pre-tape. This is live TV, you piece of shit. Get this fucking belt off him. Take his scooter, too. I liked this guy an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, everything okay?
Yeah, I'm a little sore and a little beat up, but hey, at least I get to fight Sheamus at WrestleMania. And
not anymore. And how is he still sore after he took all his medicine? He's a big, dumb, high idiot. I get so fucking high. Before
Chris
we go
underscore
live,
cross underscore I never go. 202 says live TV is awesome.
I forget my line, but I come up with a meaner one. I say the G word when I forget my line. That's when you know I forget my line, when the G word comes out. His line was the G word, and he forgot it.
And check it out. I got my scooter working again.
Hey, do they call it the Gooker in Japan, bro? Anyways, I'm going to fight Sheamus. Why are you talking to her? Leave her alone, you rapist. Does this guy have allegations? Should he be riding a scooter around unsupervised to the women of the locker room? Remember when he forced a girl to blow him in a fan while everyone, including the driver, was asleep? Remember that shit, Tyler?
Yeah, I remember that shit, man. He even had her sit on it, sick fuck.
He gave the driver a sleeping pill. He put everyone's life in danger. He figured, hey, it's a highway. You just go straight. It's on cruise control. Suck me off quick so I can grab the wheel. This guy is sick. Now suck me off quick so I can grab my scooter wheel or my handlebar.
You like?
Yeah.
You like my gooker? This is my gooker. I got it in Japan. Why does he keep calling it a gooker?
Jingle balls, jingle.
He should have just walked away instead of saying gooker. I don't know why he had to say it.
Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
Sonic Gino just sent a dollar, and I think he has the Lucha Thing clip. Before we can enjoy that moment, Let's enjoy the greatest Raw botch of all time. No one's done it this bad. I've seen it all. I've seen Lana weddings better than this moment, Tyler. At least Lana had a line in her head.
Oh, very nice.
You like?
Yeah. Oh,
you think people would like these in Japan? You think scooters are big in Japan?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying. That's not right.
His voice even changes into the real guy voice. Hey, do you like my scooter? I'm sorry. I have to go over here. I'm thirsty. Hey, where's catering? I got to talk to Andrade. He left? What? That's where we hang out all the time. What the hell? What was that voice he did? Thank God. His character might not suck. The real guy is even worse. Listen to the real guy voice. I'm sorry. I'm the lamest guy that ever lived.
Yeah.
You think? I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go. Can we do this again? Tyler, have you ever witnessed such a great moment on Raw?
You know, I never really... I don't know what I'm going to say. Forget it.
Tyler, if you ever forget your line, just tell the story of when you impregnated Thunder Rosa again. I love how half the video uploads on Grit Fiend on YouTube from our discussions end with me bringing up how you raped Thunder Rosa. Not raped. Impregnated Thunder Rosa. You're not Sammy Guevara. This was consensual. If anything, she raped you. That whole roster deserves each other. But Tyler, here's on SmackDown. Here's a competing moment sent by Gino. This is Lucha thing. This is funny as hell. One of my all-time favorites. It was number one. Now it might be number two.
Well, you became United States champion. What can we expect?
Gino, what is this clip? I can't hear the guy. This guy looks just like me, by the way, without his mask. And the guy without the mask looks just like me. That's Greg Rome.
SmackDown Live. Well, hey, I'm here, like I said before, I'm here to shock the world. I'm ready.
Gino, you didn't have to film the clip and send it to me. I wanted you to find the clip and send it to me. This is the quality Gino streams in with his games. He played Cyberpunk filming his TV, him playing it on there.
Basically. I'm ready to show my lucha art inside and outside the ring. But first of all, I can't stop thinking about Baron Corbin being on SmackDown. I get to have my revenge.
This is better.
Hey, like I said, I'm here to stay. Make a good lucha thing.
I'm out of here, man. Yeah, he just ran away. That one might be better. Because he sprinted off. If he had a scooter, though, he'd be double-stepping it. He'd be out of there way faster than Riddle. This guy parkoured out like Jomo after that line. Tyler, here's what it reminded me of. The great Sid Vicious. He once pulled a Matt Riddle. And this is much more like it because with the Riddle one with Asuka, it seems like he doesn't know he's live. Maybe it's taped. It is a Thunderdome. Who knows what's actually going over the air? They're showing like the progressive match flow right now, and we're pre-taping this. Bruce Pritchard should have communicated better. All right, here's Sid Vicious in WCW.
We all know that you can bring the heavy offense, but there are a lot of skeptics that think that perhaps you can't take it, that you can't take the punishment that Diesel will give you tonight. How do you...
What, WWF? This was against Diesel? The greatest feud ever this happened during? How idiotic am I, Tyler? I was a young child. I watched every second of this feud. He looked like WCW said to me. Let's watch the match after. They didn't botch a thing in the match, just the promo. Here we go.
You address those skeptics.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have
Powerbomb versus powerbomb and you fuck up your promo? Is there anything easier? Don't say skeptic. Leave that to Jim Ross. Say powerbomb at least twice. Because there's two of them here.
Skeptics that think that perhaps you can't take it, that you can't take the punishment that Diesel will give you tonight. How do you address those skeptics?
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even get an apology from Riddle, Tyler. He just ran off and said, fuck you.
This was the best fucking clip ever of all time, man. I'm sorry.
I want to watch Asuka
Peyton
dance
Cripps
in.
Says, do you think Riddle had to go apologize for this in the truck?
Oh, God. It's not enough. They don't even bother. An apology ain't enough. Just go home. We'll call you when we need you. Leave the belt in the locker room. We're going to send in Drake Maverick to grab that belt before you go. Is Drake Maverick a stooge now, Tyler? What's he doing?
Man, I have no idea what he's been up to.
Says, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ibis. No one apologizes to me, Tyler. I'm always the one walking around like Sid saying, I'm sorry. What am I sorry for? Having the best life? I'm so sorry. Have you ever heard funny doesn't draw money? Have you ever heard that phrase?
I've never heard that before.
This is a very popular term in the wrestling bubble, the WWE bubble of the 90s and earlier. Like the Jim Rosses say this.
Malachi Black sent a TDS and says Gino was touching himself while looking at the alien.
I'd like to know if Michael Hayes has said it. He's still in the bubble. We don't get to hear from him. I assume he does because everything seems to get parroted in that bubble. He's a different breed of cat. He's a different breed of cat. Everyone, he's a different breed. They're all saying Vince things. Hey, pal, you're a different breed of cat, pal. So they all have the same terminology and beliefs, and that's how they end up executives wearing the same suit. And there they are saying funny doesn't draw money. I've heard this so many times, and I had to hear it from Jim Ross last night because I listened to Ask Jim Ross Anything. I never miss one of those. And he and Conrad went on like 10 minutes about funny doesn't draw money. The first 5 minutes was saying funny never draws money, definitely. It does not. Then the next five was qualifying and saying except funny stuff, basically. Like funny has a place, like all these reasons why funny does draw money and why they're wrong was like the next 5 minutes. Tyler, funny draws money. Now, I know I'm a Santino fan, so maybe my taste is different than others, but I'm also a fan of someone named Colby Covington. You ever hear of this guy? This is a guy who was a boring fighter ready to get released. And you, by the way, MMA is always relevant compared to promotion with wrestling. Wrestling mimics the promotion of real fighting. It's the whole point of it. Monthly pay-per-views, though, they started that. Then came MMA following. But Tyler, that's because MMA was born late. All right, that doesn't matter. So Kobe Covington all of a sudden became hilarious, and he's made a betting.
Fat Gino.
He's not released. He was always winning, but he wasn't funny. Until he was. Then he was over. By the way, Conor McGregor. What are we talking about? That guy can't fight, but he's hilarious. You know why funny draws money? Because shit-talking draws money. And shit-talking at its best is hilarious. Stone Cold, funny draws money. They tried to create a bad guy that we'd boo. We thought it was so funny that we cheered it. And it became the biggest babyface of all time. Because funny draws money. Watch the first Stone Cold VHS because Stone Cold said so. That thing is so funny. I was a kid. I was 12 years old in 98, 11 in 97. So my older brother was 17, 16. It was teenagers, young adults that loved Stone Cold because he was hilarious. The things he said. The what chant wasn't funny, but that was years later, Tyler. And by the way, you know what isn't funny? Most wrestlers. That's why funny doesn't draw money and why Jim Ross can claim it. Because what WWE thinks is funny is Drew McIntyre telling a story about slaying a dragon with his grandmother like holding his boots or something. Some stupid, dumb, fantasy bullshit story. A fart noise is what they... No, fart noise isn't going to draw money. Conor McGregor's not going... No, because that's not funny, you fuckhead. Funny in the context of a promo, shit-talking, will draw every time. I'm sick. Ernest Miller. I'm the greatest. Ernest Miller was so fucking funny. And he wasn't out there trying to do cartwheels or being a clown or dressing up like Doink. This guy was funny talking shit. Funny draws the most money, Tyler.
Oh, man, it definitely draws the most money for sure. And even that fart right there, I couldn't hold it in. That was fucking amazing. And these weigh-ins and everything, too, for, like, UFC events, they fucking sell out these arenas. What do you think they're selling them out for? They're ready for some shit talking.
In the chat, I think Macho Punk says funny doesn't draw money because the Dirty Dogs are funny and he hates them. Dirty Dogs are not funny, Macho Punk. Also, Pat McAfee's funny, Tyler. It's what got him where he is. It wasn't punting. He didn't kick, well, he did kick Adam Cole, but he didn't kick footballs on his way to get on SmackDown. He did that for a nice, almost a decade or so, maybe more. And then it was the bar stool and the SiriusXM and the YouTube explosion of funny that got this man on SmackDown. And now every segment's funny, Tyler, on SmackDown because of Pat McAfee. And by the way, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, Jim Ross. And that will draw more than it won't. Tyler, but here's the thing, Big E, this is the guy you hate. Even Rizzo tonight in the chat was talking about Big E and what happened. What did he do tonight? He held the briefcase giggling, doing that. I loved this personally. And then I read the chat. Everyone hated it. You said Big E has no angry hunch. So maybe when you look at it from that perspective, the Cenas and Big E's, the sucker and succotashes and the humping. Wait, the humping is hilarious. Maybe when it softens a character, it doesn't draw money, Tyler. Is that more WWE funny, though, and not real funny?
That for sure sounds like WWE's sense of humor. And yeah, Big E just, he can't have that evil hunch of them. This is everything I expect out of my Big E. I want him with the briefcase, having his little giggle, going away with it.
God, I love funny. You know, who else is funny? Oh, that puke guy was hilarious. Don't let me finish that, Tyler. You know where I'm going with it. Do you know what happened to puke, Tyler?
So, with this whole situation, I mean, it's been a complete roller coaster, up and down, but I'm just feeling so down now, just so blue. I mean,
blue meaning.
Don't get me wrong.
Here it
I'm
comes.
Used to being
it must mean
kind
that.
Of blue.
Oh, I'm it's up blue to my meaning. Neck. Wait, blue, Tyler, is this also blue pants?
This is blue pants, man, and I'm like traumatized from Blue Pants' theme song that she had in NXT. It was requested as a song request many, many months ago, probably a fucking year ago, and it's literally the same fucking thing for 4 minutes straight.
Weird. I thought this girl was La Luchadora, but Blue Pants is good too.
But I don't know, man. It's just this one's really, really just getting to me, and.
Alice, she looks kind of pretty now that she's haggard and, like, upset. Is she on her period? Is that period clothes? When blue pants is red pants, she's kind of pretty. I don't know. Stressed out blue pants. I kind of want to date her.
Yeah, let's see what she's been up to lately. You know, we can maybe mix some red and blue together, make a little bit of purple.
Hey, when she's happy, she's ugly. Like, she looks worse than Anna Jay usually. That's how ugly she can get. But now that she's stressed, I'm aroused.
I'm used to being kind of blue, you know. I'm up to my neck.
Me too.
Blue, but yeah. I don't know, man.
Tell
it's
me
just,
more.
This one's really,
I swear,
really
I care.
Just getting to
oh
me.
Yeah,
and
that's so interesting.
I figured if anyone can understand,
Tyler,
I'm
great
going,
on a date. She would love hanging out with me. Oh, that's great stuff. I listen to everything they say.
Yeah, you're fucking all ears for it, man. You got to be holding that dildo at the same time too.
Really, you're Asian. That's amazing. When I was courting Ayako, I had to listen to all her shit. Oh, my God. I got her life story twice over. She thought I forgot it, apparently.
She's like to be blue.
Now that we're together, I can just treat her like shit. Tyler, that's how all men are, right? Once you need that woman, it's everything. Then you get her, and it's annoying. It's smelly. It never smells like you think it will.
It never smells like you think it will at all. Yeah, it's definitely worth a fight over. But once you got it, you kind of take the back seat and you're like, oh, why did I even want this fucking disgusting being in my life?
Oh, there's other fights I can win. I already won this fight. That's what it is. I already won that fight. It's over. I'm going to go win another fight. Tyler, I'm not promiscuous like you. I slut shame if girls act like you. You can do whatever you want, Tyler. You're a guy. You don't have the responsibility of women. Giving all the life to the world that we get. And that's a responsibility, Ayako. You need to protect yourself. Gavin McInnes taught me the word chastity a few weeks ago. Women must protect their chastity. He said they are born with a certain amount of chastity in a cup. And you need, it doesn't refill. So you can only give it away once. And you can give away a little bit at a time. And all of it at once. There's ways to do it, but you want to keep it. Ayako has all her chastity, Tyler. I tried. All right, now here's chastity list blue pants.
Be you.
You know, my little blue sister.
What the hell? It's Gino. Gino, your IBS looks like it cleared up. Your skin looks amazing. I want to see how I reacted when we saw the explosion.
Take cover! Get him out! Cover! No! Kicks it!
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, my
so the OOK is because I'm like, oh, it's like a Good Brothers gag. Like Impact got us type of deal. Like Kenny won. Oh, my God, evacuate. And then everyone panics, but Jon Moxley's in the ring and we got you. Like, that's why I'm saying, oh, okay. And this is when Bleedy's wife is just going, what are you watching? What is that fucking noise? There's a meltdown happening somewhere. Godzilla's coming. Where's King Kong? Run, Eddie, run! Run, Eddie! Run! Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, my God!
What?
Kingston covering John Moxley!
What? When Excalibur's still Kingston acting shocked, Moxley. That's where I'm going, what? Did that just happen?
None of us was paying Eddie to do this.
Yeah.
No. He's doing the right thing.
Even the people are
Parts
booing.
Made in Japan says twitter.com/arepweeting/status/13687912518442967040.
The commentators are acting like
you're
a big explosion.
Right.
G-Cake47
if you're on Discord,
says,
thank
okay.
you so much for watching this
out.
With me. Oh, God. Then we had business to do, Tyler. We had to start. What an experience. Save that footage forever. The moment AEW died, I actually had to put my head in my hands. I've never hid my face like this before, but I was so embarrassed that we were doing a fourth hour for this.